with the willing and in one case unwilling help of Virginians along the way. Booth and Harold by the next day reached Port Conway, a small town north of the Rappahannock. There they met three ragged-looking ex-Confederate soldiers, Mortimer Ruggles and Absalom Bainbridge from John Mosby's old command, and William Jett from the 9th Virginia Cavalry, who took the fugitives under their wing and crossed the river with them in a ferry boat to the old tobacco trading town of Port Royal on the south side of the Rappahannock. From Port Royal, the Confederates escorted Booth and Harold farther southwest to the 500-acre Locust Hill farm of Richard Garrett, whose family quickly grew uneasy about having these two suspicious characters on their property. The April 17th edition of the New York Herald announced Baker's arrival in Washington, predicting that with the Secret Service chief on the case, Booth would be caught in 24 hours. Baker claimed he found little had been done to track down the conspirators. That was not true. With the new president, his government, and the public stunned by the assassination, Stanton had launched the most wide-ranging manhunt in U.S. history by the time his chief detective reached the Capitol. Baker was just one cog in that massive operation. Working first out of the Peterson House across the street from Ford's Theater, where the stricken president had been taken on Friday night, the War Secretary alerted Grant and directed units under Major General Christopher Augur, commander of the Military District of Washington, to fan out to protect other cabinet members, beef up the city's defenses, and hunt for the assassins. Grant ordered Washington's postmaster to halt mail to Richmond and open and read the letters addressed to the old Confederate capital that were currently in the post office to look for anything suspicious. Telegraph wires crackled with messages from Army field commanders to Stanton, assuring him they were searching everywhere for Booth, from Virginia to Baltimore to New York City.